Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about you need more time and smarts than you actually need money. And we'll explain that in great detail. It's I wish somebody would have told me all this stuff week.
I can't. I wish somebody would have told me all this stuff week.
Jill literally just got done painting her nails.
I did.
We joke about it all the time. She's bored. She's going to paint her nails. She's going to let me talk about real estate.
Today
it,
I actually
it
did.
It actually happened for the
it
first
did.
Time. Took a picture of
I'm stinking
too.
Up the studio. I hope that's okay with my nail polish.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steven asks, I came across a property the owner's letting go. Just started first year of tax delinquency, in parentheses, that I can get cheap because he was frustrated 10 years ago in gaining access to the lot, and then in parentheses, and has not been back since, end parentheses. I checked with the county, and when the plat was done, all lots were granted legal access.
Ding, ding.
So ultimately, the neighbors cannot stop someone from getting to the lot, parentheses, a road is drawn on the plat map, but not totally present at this time from the Google Earth image from what I can tell. End of parentheses.
This is very common.
Mm-hmm. The neighbor, who is the main issue, has apparently been scheming to force a tax foreclosure to pick up at auction per the county, the current owner's opinion. Trying to decide whether to pick up for $500 to $1,000 for 10 acres and be upfront with the limited amount that I know about the situation. Thoughts from the gallery. I like that.
What do you think?
This is so common. It's hilarious. I mean, my first thought is we already have the buyer. We know who wants it. It's the person who's trying to forcibly take it over. Why the buyer, the next door neighbor, has not gone to the person himself? I don't know, unless it's a Hatfield and McCoy thing.
You took the words out of my mouth.
And then the Hatfield neighbor, you know, one of them, the McCoy does not want to sell to the jerk, which I wouldn't either at this point. So, but I also, the guy obviously, he hasn't been to the property. He doesn't care. He doesn't go there. So it's not like he lives there. And right now he's done with it. He just doesn't want to deal with the situation. So, you know,
this is a personal preference.
That's what I was going to say. Took the words out of my mouth. Because you could go both ways with this.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
Well, if it's a smoking piece of property, it must be because there's neighbors all over the place, right? It's not mm-hmm. just somewhere very rural. You know, I would actually probably spend $500 to $2,000 and take a chance. But here's what I would not do at all. I would not talk to the owner about this anymore. It's going to cloud your head up. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take on a social situation. It's like having 10 wives. You don't want that. There's going to be a lot of talking and a lot of stuff that goes on.
Do you mean the current owner or the neighbor next door owner?
The buyer, Stephen,
okay.
Here. You just don't want to talk to the seller. You don't want to talk to the seller any longer either about this topic. Great. It's got legal access. That probably is enough for me. And frankly, I wouldn't get this far.
I appreciate that he shared that. That's not, it's not something I would ask too.
I mean, in the end, this is what I would do. I'm not saying you should do this, but this is what I would do. Great, you got yourself a Hatfield McCoy situation. I'm really, really sorry about that. We specialize in this stuff. However, it's going to cost a lot more to turn this property and make it sellable for us. I will offer you $500, kind sir. Somebody will be at your door next Thursday with a $500 cashier's check. By the way, don't worry about the taxes. We'll take care of that stuff. We do it all the time. Thank you so much for giving me this background information. It's great. Have a beautiful life. Click.
Jeez, you're so funny. Yep.
And then I would post the property on the internet everywhere in our regular system for probably $8,000 to $10,000.
Roll it into your inventory.
And I would say in the body of the listing, roll it into your inventory. Well said. Bottom of the listing, property has... Seller says, quote unquote, property has legal access.
And it's on the plat map.
And platted legal access, mm-hmm. Potential neighbor issues, ? My loss is your gain.
Perfect. There you go.
Check out below.
That's it. And you know what? For $500, who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
Let it sit there for
right.
6 months.
That's what I'm
Someone
saying.
Will pick it up.
Right. So that begs the bigger question. The real question in this, and what we need to pull out of all this, is that we have all been conditioned throughout our whole lives. I don't care if you're 22 years old or 65 years old, to really dig deep into a piece of real estate and get your claws in there and your hands on the dirt and find out what's going on. Really meddle into the whole situation, because darn it, if I can get more information and find out more stuff, I can improve this property and make more money on this one deal.
Right. It's like finding, like saying, I need to know what zone, this is what it's zone. I know I only picked residential, but I want to double check, what is RU whatever, 61? Maybe we can put them, you know, getting all into it. And if the minute you go down that path, like you're sharing, Stephen, thank you, that's a waste of your time.
I bought a property on accident in Malibu. This is before I met Jill, with ocean view, for like $4,000. And it was in this exact situation, and I did the exact same thing that we're all talking about, and I just described. And it was a legal access, platted, gorgeous piece of property with some very angry owners all in front of it. And it was on the top of a hill in a subdivision, and they were very clear with the signs that they were posting. And you could see the roads right to the property. And I could see, I went to visit this property because I'm always looking for a reason to go to Malibu. This is when we were in Arizona. This is years ago. I posted it for $89,000 and somebody bought it the first day.
There you go.
I called a guy later in life. Mm-hmm. This is after I met Joe. I don't even know if I've ever told you this story. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I made a mistake. Because this property's worth, if you can figure this out, $4 million.
Right. Of course.
It's like 8 acres on the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually really sick about it. I'm uh-huh. like, you know what? Damn it.
You can't go back.
I could have hired a returning.
It's okay.
I mean, we could be living there right now. That's how nice it was.
You can't go back.
And he said, no, it's property. I said, this guy worked it all out. He said, and he had it listed for sale for like $900,000.
Right. You can't go back.
So I understand your point here, but you just can't get hung up in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just kind of ate my own words. I did get
you
hung up in that
property. You kind of did. You can't go back. You got to go for it. But that's why it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was then.
Exactly. Today's topic, you need time and smarts more than money. This is the meat of the show. Everybody thinks you need, what's the first question people call? Jill takes calls. Scheduled calls for people who want to join our group, and she kind of interviews them. What's the first thing they ask?
How much money does it take?
How
to get
much
involved?
Money does it take to get involved in this?
Mm-hmm.
Again,
how much do I need for property?
We've been conditioned.
Right.
It takes tons and tons of money.
Right. I can't be an investor. I don't have $100,000.
Right.
I can't afford to just buy all this stuff.
So let me tell you the truth about how this works. There's a certain percentage of people that join our group or any real estate, they start any type of real estate venture, and they have a knack, they have a real talent for locating properties that are undervalued. And it's not 90%, it's a certain percentage. Do you think that if you locate an undervalued assisted living facility 6 states west of you for half of what it's worth, that you can find the money and the person and the time and you can find somebody that's interested in buying that property that day? Yeah. You're never going to have problems selling undervalued property. If you can develop this one talent, let's say you're terrible at doing deeds, you don't understand real estate itself, you're not interested in getting on an airplane and looking at things, but you're good at sending letters out, talking to people and getting them to sell their property or helping them realize whatever goal that they have is with that property, and you're buying all the time, you're buying property or you're isolating it for half of what it's worth. Do you think you need to be good at anything else? No. You need to be good at nothing else. In fact, you don't even need to take a shower for a week if you don't want to.
I was waiting for something like that.
Just get, you know, so I hear people are obsessed with investment capital.
I had this
Go ahead.
I had this guy, well, it's funny. We, I have this guy that keeps popping in my office now. Once a week, he works with the brokerage down at the bottom of our building. And for some reason, I don't know what we, you can't tell on our, on the building, their signage is still from the tenant before us, which is great, and I'll never change it.
I think it's a title company, right?
Yes, but we're not going to share what. Thank you. So anyway, they have no idea who we are. They just know new tenants moved in and they see us going in and out. So they were just, I don't know why they're going door to door. I don't even know how they got a whiff of what we do. But anyway, he and the owner popped in one day and this kid is hungry. So he now comes up to see me once a week by himself to pick my brain. And it's the funniest thing. And we talked about, he's got a group of investors. He wants to be the bird dog. And he knows that, that you and I are the answer. And it's so great. So I every week I give him a little more and then give him a little more information, I know he goes running back to them.
Yeah.
And he's all excited, but he's still not doesn't have the confidence yet to pull the trigger. So I actually told him that I would get him access to our data, not for free.
Sure.
But I would get him, he doesn't need the program, but he just needs the data.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. He knows what he's doing. So I said, I'll get you our membership stuff. I'll get you into that when you're ready. And I keep giving him more things. Yesterday I printed out from Offers to Owners the house buying template.
Yeah.
I printed it out literally and handed it to him because he couldn't quite grasp it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I just put it in and he's like, oh. So this guy is smart and this guy has the time. He himself does not have the money, but he's got the money behind him already, which is huge. He and I shared with him, you know, we all know that if you come up with some great deal, doesn't matter where it is or what it is, no one, and you tell someone that with money, whoever, hey, I've got an asset worth this and I can buy it for this, they're going to say, hell yes, how much do you need? You know, I shared some of our experiences and all of that on the big scale when we've done transactions like that. So I guess my point is, it's just kind of funny that I have one of these people right now in person who keeps coming to talk to me. It's really, really funny, but it's all true. You know, and honestly, when I read this title, I think the smart isn't even more than the time. If I had to put an order, smart comes first, time second, money last. What do you think?
You know, smarts is, I'm going to narrow it down because lots of people are smart. Like, there's people who can quote Shakespeare.
I need street smart.
Yeah. You need math. You need Excel. Not math, but you need to understand Excel and data.
Right.
And you need to be born that way. And I'm sorry, you just do. You can learn it, or you can get, like you did, get somebody who's good at it like me. But that really, really matters. So smarts, you understand data and why you would do a mail merge. And you understand that there's 10,000 lines of data. And that when you're done with it a half hour later, it's going to translate into 10,000 actual letters.
Right.
Or offers being printed out with all different information on it.
Right.
And picture a person opening it at their coffee table with their spouse saying, we should really consider this.
Exactly. You have to be able to see it like that.
I didn't realize it. That's a huge stretch for some people. But the first person, what you need to understand, big picture, long before any of that is, if there's a piece of property that's worth $500,000 and you can get it for $200,000 because the person just doesn't want it anymore and they're tighter paying the taxes, that's what you need to understand first. So you're going to make $300,000 on a piece of property just for moving some stuff around and calling some people. You do not need the $500,000 to close the deal.
Yep.
I think it stops 50 to 70%. It stopped me for a long time.
Yeah.
I was bent on only using my own money for years. And it worked out great. I accumulated a ton of cash.
Yep.
And kept everything really lean. But you want to get yourself an airplane and a boat and the whole American thing?
American dream?
You need some partners. Right now, there's people scouring the internet with hordes of money.
Uh-huh. Looking for you.
Looking for somebody who has your talent that can just be a cash machine.
Right. And they don't want to do it. If you have the time and you have the money and you can just come up with these things, game over, man.
Yep. So, I'm not sure. That's easy.
Right.
Don't you think?
I do. That's why I said that's to me not as important as smart.
And you don't need any money. You need,
correct.
And you can do this after work, before work, on the weekends, the whole thing.
Right.
But yeah, you do have, you know what? You're right, Joe. You got to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
and not be, and just want to make, you know, a couple shows ago, make all the mistakes 100 miles an hour. Exactly. Barrel through it like a crazy person.
You'll get smart.
Yeah.
Make those mistakes. You know what? Learn from your mistakes too. Gosh, that's how you get smarter. Pay attention. You know, spend a few minutes, dissect what happened. You know, oh gosh, here's my pricing error. You know, I know exactly where I went wrong in my formula and what I could have done better, and I won't do that again.
You just got to get better every day. All right, just make sure the whole thing is kind of going in the upward direction, not the other way.
Now you're talking my, yeah. I love it, the Toyota way.
Yeah.
You have to be improving every day.
Right.
I agree.
Can't look back.
Nope.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss it takes 2 years to get traction in anything.
And we answer your question posted on our free online community found off of landacademy.com, or you can go straight there to landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, you'd think that I've said that sentence enough.
Right.
Where I could actually deliver it.
Right. You would. You would. One would. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't have enough smarts.
Uh-oh.
You want to hear? Want to hear something? Well, I'll save it for the end. Go ahead.
This is the end.
Oh. This is the after talk. I am terrible. I just had to order a new teleprompter at memorizing lines because I'm right in the middle of recording Land Academy 2.0. So when I sit here and say stuff like this, I flippantly say it. If you don't understand Excel or data, forget it. Go get another career.
That's hilarious.
Well, you know what? I have a second career right now. I have a side job called educating people about how to do this. My first job is to actually do it.
Right.
And I suck at memorizing lines and presenting and all that stuff, but it's still very successful. So
imagine if you were good.
I know. Imagine if I had some on-screen talent.
Wow. Though, boy, wouldn't that be nice? You, like that you have a face for radio.
So I don't, honestly, I'd never let it stop. I never let it stop me. I'm not, you know what? So what? I can't memorize lines. Great. I'm going to go buy a teleprompter and figure it out that way.
I'm proud of you. That's great. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.